Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome into KER Politics. Going to spend part of the first half with my friend Spoonful of Courage, Dr. Chuck, and we're going to talk a little bit about not the booklet, where I'm going to throw him a question that I had thrown at me this morning that is very, very interesting. The question has to do with acceptance. A lot of people, including myself, harbor some ill feelings towards some of the things that the Democrats are doing right now. And my friend, who is also a retired physician, said, "You know, Al," he said, "I simply can't deal with this because I'm viewing as what's going on as the end of the Republican Party." And I said, "Don't even say that." I said, "You know, this too shall pass. Just accept it. Give it over to God. Let him handle it. And wait and see where we're at, say, at the end of August, the early part of September. By that time, the liberals will have been given enough rope to either succeed or to hang themselves. And regardless, there's nothing at this moment in time that we can do. Doc, I'd like to ask you a question. And my question, Dr. Page, is, how would you have answered that question?
Wow.
Oh, come on.
That's one of those life, universe, and everything kind of questions. You know, I do not think that it is the end. I think, you know, we talked on the last show about we have to respond with the end in mind, and we can't think short term. And I think that's what a lot of people, whoever stormed the Capitol, whether it was, we hear all these conspiracy theories and stuff, and as I've noticed now, it's called an insurrection. But, you know, whoever did this, you know, right-wing extremists, whatever, it was not a good idea. We know that's not the way. That's not the way to fight a battle. But I do not think it's the end. I mean, I think it's just the beginning. I do think there's always hope. You know, I do believe that conservative values are the right path for people. I think for people who, you know, there's different levels of thinking, Al. There's people who wear the victim glasses, you know. Everything is always, you know, the consequences or the outcome of their life is always dependent upon the consequences. You know, you change the circumstances and then you expect a different outcome. And that's what we're seeing here with so many people. You know, C equals O. The second level are people who, you know, they begin to think that, you know, their response makes a big difference. But I think on a bigger level, you know, there's you know, more than wearing the victim glasses, more than wearing the, you know, the hero glasses that we're going to, you know, fix this, I think looking at things through a bigger perspective, realizing that, you know, I'm still a strong believer that God is in control of this. You know,
I am too, Chuck. Sorry.
And, you know, and just looking back, you know, and thinking about, there's a book in the Bible, Book of Esther.
Yep.
You know, your Jews who are listening may be familiar with that book. You know, God is never mentioned, and there was a lot of things that were happening politically that it seemed like that a whole race of people were going to be, were going to be killed. And yet, in that process, at the darkest moment, somebody stepped up and made a difference, and that was Esther. You know,
yep.
God is never even mentioned in the whole book. It's interesting. But yet we know behind the scenes that somehow God is working out things toward his outcome. And I think all of us need to just to realize that we can all make a difference. You know, we always think about what's happening on a big picture politically, but I think we need to take a step back and look at things more locally and more our sphere of influence and how we can influence people. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm a physician. I have people that come out of my office that have very different beliefs than I do.
Sure.
But, you know, yet I can always find some kind of common bond with that person. I always find a way to connect and unite with that person. You know, I really feel like, you know, so often we're so focused on what's happening up in Washington, D.C., we forget about what's happening in our own neighborhood, and we can make a difference with people. I still believe that you know, we can begin to have conversations with people. It's about relationships. And I think that we can make a difference.
You know, I think you're 100% right, Dr. Chuck. I agree 100% on that. I just find it to be very, very interesting right now. I quoted from a little scripture also this morning when I was talking to my friend. But I want to tell you, by the way, who is going to be on the show tomorrow, by the way. But regardless of that, what I want to say is that I believe God is in control, you know, and my stance on the situation right now is I'm going to give the liberals as much rope as they need to either prove themselves to be correct or to hang themselves. And you know what? Once I made that decision and simply said, Jesus, take over, take this out of my mind, please. It's in your hands. You know what happened? I wasn't angry anymore.
Yeah, and I don't think, and here's the thing, you know, the scriptures talk about being, it's a very wise statement, being quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And, you know, we're just seeing just the reverse in our culture. Everybody's mad, everybody's talking, and nobody's listening.
Right.
And I think if we just kept that kind of proverb in the back of our mind, quick to hear, just to listen to people, you know, and I think so often even people who don't believe the way that we do, if we just stop and listen, at least if anything, and just hear people out, you know, and hear what they're feeling, even if they're way out in left field, just listen, hear what they're saying, and then be slow to speak and be careful with the words that we say.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, isn't this whole situation just a great example of what happens when you say things and you don't really think about it? I mean, you know, once again, Donald Trump is a good example of that.
Yeah, he is.
Said things that have inflamed people. On the other hand, Biden has not made it any better. I mean, you know, once again, he said he was going to bring people together, and the first thing he's doing is saying inflammatory statements. And so
right.
I just think on a personal level, I mean, regardless of your politics, let's just remember, you know, quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. And I think, you know, I really think there's hope. I really do. I mean, I don't expect people to believe exactly the way that I believe. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But I think we have to get to the point where we're going to stop and we're going to listen to people and we're going to value them as people, irregardless of their ideological, you know, beliefs and presuppositions, that we just need to just value them as people and stop and listen. I think if we do that, we'll build a lot more bridges. And I think in the long run, that's the kind of society and the kind of culture that we want to live in. That's the thing about the United States, is that everybody can voice their opinions, you know, and we want to have that kind of society, you know, where even if somebody is, they're crazy, at least they can voice their opinion. They're not entitled to their own truth, but they are entitled to their own opinion. And that's the kind of society that we want to be able to create, so that we can have conversations with people about things. But right now, everybody's so angry and everybody's so emotionally charged that we're undermining the whole, our whole society.
You know, Dr. Spoonful of Courage, I want to tell you, I agree with you 1,000% on that one. Not Dr. Spoonful of Courage, obviously, Dr. Charles Page. Got a few copies of that book left, by the way. If anybody wants a copy, simply get in touch with me. I'll get in touch with Chuck, and we'll get you a copy of the book. This man is a genius. Listen to what he has to say. Totally different.
You know, surgeon, sometimes wrong, but never in doubt.
There you go. Okay, stick around, you guys. Got to take a commercial break. Be right back.